It's all about the hips. Hi, this is Kim White, and you're listening to another episode of Let's Get Bent. Hello, and welcome to another yoga asana in the pursuit of a happier and healthier body. Last episode, our posture focused on the abductors, and this month we're going to again work on the hips. However, the focus will be on the hip flexors, the iliacis and the psoasis major. Together, they named and known as the iliopsoasis. The asana this month is Anjan Asana. A lot of people don't realize that the hip flexor plays a big part in the mobility and the flexibility of the back, particularly the lower back. Overdeveloped and tight hip flexors can contribute to the lower back pain by causing the pelvis to tilt backwards. To counteract this, you must stretch the hip flexors and strengthen the abdominal muscles. This will reduce the pelvic tilt and decrease lower back pain. Strengthening the lower back can also help improve the balance between the muscles in the hip region. Let's have a look at the benefits then that Anjan Asana can bring. It strengthens the entire front of the torso, the ankles, the thighs, and the groin, the abdomen, the chest, and the throat. It stretches and opens the deep hip flexors, the psoasis. It strengthens the back muscles. It improves your posture. It stimulates the organs of the abdomen and neck. It opens your hip rotator muscles, gluteus, medius, and minimus. It may relieve sciatic nerve tension and ease chronic lower back pain. Advanced versions open your chest and shoulders. It's also traditionally thought to control sexual desire. Anjan Asana also increases circulation to the urinary, digestive, and reproductive systems. It's a little gold mine. So let's get to it. Let's explain how that we can practice this little gem. If you have knee issues, place a towel or a soft cushion underneath that knee. Make sure that the front knee is right above the ankle and does not go past this point. This alignment will always ensure a safe and healthy knee. The back knee is about 60 centimeters away from the front heel. And beginners, we'll rest our hands on the floor beside the front foot. And this is a great place to start if you're feeling a little challenged. If you're comfortable at this point, then you can place both of your hands on your front knee, or you can place them your hands on your hips. The intention of the hip is to sink down and slightly forward. The intention of the chest is to rise upwards and for the shoulders to roll down the back. You want to sort of think of yourself that your sinking hip is the anchor of the ship and your chest are the sails. As the anchor sinks, breathe into the chest, nice proud open chest like a nice open sail, and roll the shoulders down the back. The front knee wants to feel like it's pressing forward away from the back knee. Still remember to keep that knee alignment though, knee on top of the ankle. The back knee wants to feel like it's pressing backwards away from the front knee. This forward and back motion will create a nice opening and releasing sensation in the hip flexor. Remember to breathe through the posture, always using that out breath as a release for any tension that is felt in the body, much like ice melting in the sun. And hold this for about 30 seconds to a minute, and then repeat on the other side. So this posture, Anjan Asana, in combination with the Van Dam in last episode, will have you prancing around the coop like a proud little pigeon. Happy stretching!